Good morning. It's it's like 8:56 in the morning. Minutes on the first mile. Not bad. The 26th. 8:56 on the 26th of March. Marching through March. I missed a couple of days, but I'm still marching. The second day of the third year underway. It's cold. It's like 25. It feels a lot colder. I don't know quite why. I'm wearing an extra layer today. I smartened up yesterday. I'm glad everybody liked the pictures. It was fun taking them. It wasn't too difficult deciding which ones to take. It was somewhat more difficult to remember to take them. But, it worked out. Happy anniversary. Somebody suggested a stylus for the phone, so I don't have to take my gloves off. Yeah, I have one, actually. And, I should use it, I suppose. Particularly on days when I can see, but it's too cold for my fingers to actually hit the right buttons. I tried it today. I don't know if it worked, but the problem was it's late enough in the day, and there's enough diffuse light here that I wasn't able to really see my screen well. I think I hit all the right buttons. I'll know when I get home and open it on the computer and see I've misspelled Clawfy or something. So, yeah, it was cold all day. There was not a lot of meltage. A little bit around the edges, but not a lot yesterday. And today I have a sick kid home. Antibiotics doing their damage to intestinal tracts. So, I'm not sure what today is going to bring in terms of work time, but we'll see what happens. Generally, the kids are not that much of a difficulty. I do have some chores that need to be accomplished today. I have to finish catching up on laundry that I didn't finish yesterday. Birds are still chirping. They still think it's spring. 25 degrees spring is not exactly hope springs eternal, I don't think, but so it goes. I suppose before too long, I'm going to have to go back to Maine for the interment of my sister. Spring planting of a special crop, I guess. Crunching along on snow takes it out of you. There's a part of the long western reach that's still snow covered. Sidewalk is mounded and crunchy. It's had a couple of days worth of traffic on it, melting and then refreezing, so it's particularly rough. I don't dare walk on the verge of the street. for the cars get terribly close. Unlike here in the neighborhood, the 34, it's not 34, it's West 20th, is somewhat narrower because it's two lanes in both directions. So while the street probably started out probably very similar to the nice broad streets we have here, the reality is the second lane pretty much chewed them up, even allowing for a 2-foot bicycle lane. So I didn't get my breakfast this morning, and I don't know what I'm going to have for breakfast. The loaf of bread that I was planning on carving up got somehow mysteriously chewed on last night. Kids, I suspect. So I have to make a fresh loaf, but that means I have to do something else for breaking my fast. This might be a bacon day. I don't know. I do have to clean out the fridge. Disposal unit was having some issues with the state of the inside of the fridge. Which I suppose is good, because usually she's having issues with the state of the countertop. And that's not the case. Wonderful. Wunderbar, wunderbar. Nose is running. I'm not cold today. The t-shirt under the sweatshirt helps a great deal. So I'm not getting a cold blast of fresh air across my stomach with every step. That's very much appreciated. It's also just as supposed to be. I mean, yesterday was 18 degrees, today's 25. 7 degrees. Actually not noticeably different. Flying clouds. Plane almost disappeared into them. And the plane was very low, so makes me appreciate just how low those clouds really are. They were much higher. Or maybe it's my eyes playing tricks on me in the morning light. It's difficult sometimes to come out in the bright light after being indoors. Cold air makes them run even more, so wrinkled old man with roomy eyes and a running nose. Aqualung, my friend, don't you turn away uneasy. The world sought to see, it's only me. I feel like Aqualung today. Not the music, I feel like that poor old sod. Today is an off-balance day. I very rarely sleep till the alarm, and the alarm woke me up this morning at 6 o'clock, very loudly. And as usual, when I'm trying to turn it off quickly, I couldn't. So we had several cycles of the annoying ringtone that is the sound of my alarm. Oh, feel that. I turned east, so I'm heading into the sun now. Oh, and what was snow-covered yesterday is now bare. I wonder if it was cleaned or simply melted. I don't see any sign of piles of snow, so perhaps the sun beat onto this sufficiently yesterday to empty it. I'll take it. It's smooth, it's dry, it's comfortable to walk, so why not? Monk pole. Smack. Sort of sounded like an aluminum bat hitting a baseball, didn't it? Sounds of summer. Tennis courts. You know, I don't probably strike people as a tennis kind of guy, but I love tennis. I love playing tennis. I played tennis at the camp where I washed dishes. I really only did it like once a year for that week. I'd borrow my grandparents' tennis rackets and on off season go out to the practice court and bang a ball against the wall for an hour or so at a time. Whack, bounce back. Quack, bounce back. And in high school, I played for the tennis team. My French teacher was the coach and would give me a ride home after practice. And I really didn't. I played like two matches in the entire season. I lost them both, of course, because I was put in when they needed a sacrifice. Okay, we are going to win this one. And it had to do with the number of games. So you won the match, you won the meet, the tennis, whatever it was, based on the number of wins. And so if you had a team that had very strong top players, a couple of very strong top players, but relatively weak backcourt, what you did was you reversed your order. You put your weakest player, which would have been me, against their strongest, figuring even the strongest player wasn't going to win, so give me some playing time and earn the humiliation of the defeat, while the better players on the team took on their backcourt, thereby providing some hope of success. We never did. I don't think we ever won a match. I don't think we ever won a tournament, whatever it was that we played six games. I don't think we ever won. We had won some games, but we never won four out of six or whatever it was that we had to do. Speaking of court, which is kind of a segue, an odd segue, but I finished with the Back to You. That was really quite good. I enjoyed it a great deal. It was a romance. It was sort of predictable, and the main characters were a bit on the overly stupid side. But I think there's a certain part of romance where you have to yell at them, just talk to each other, you stupid shits. And then they, so maybe part of the requirement for romance. But it was quite good, I enjoyed it. It was, I didn't, there were some interesting plot twists. The setup was a setup. And the plot actually had a couple turns in it, which is more than most romances do, I think. So it's kind of cool. Back to You. Made me think of School's Out, the three-story romance anthology that I'm going to eventually someday put together and write the other two stories for. Well, I started, is it C.J. Lyons? I don't think so. Maybe. The Between. Lydia Hawthorne is the main character, The Between. It's a book that I came by honestly, sort of. I bought it. It was actually available for free off the website, but I couldn't find a link, so I just bought it. Because I had, I'd read the blurb. The blurb was pretty good, but the book was for sale for like $7.99. And it wasn't that good. I wasn't going to spend $7.99 for it. So when it showed up at $2.99, and I remembered reading the blurb thinking, okay, it's an elf story. Contemporary fantasy would probably cover it. Lost changeling child. The last true blood fae born. And hidden in a cuckoo's nest of a mortal family. And the story evolves around Oberon and Titania's battle to gain her power. And I have to say, when I started reading it, I was like, oh, really? Another lost elf princess story? Another changeling story? Really? But there's enough to it that I'm enjoying it a great deal. I get further along, I'll perhaps post a review and a link. The author is somebody who's in my Google Plus circles and has been talking about how to gain a wider audience. Technically, it's a YA book, but there's an awful lot of... Well, I won't say there's an awful lot of... That's what I was about to say. There was a lot of not YA stuff in it, but there really isn't. But it's quite interesting. I cannot decide if the characters are really cutouts or if it's one of the ways that she's writing the aloofness of the elves. This is not a sweetness and light story. Elves are dangerous beings. And exactly why they're dangerous beings, we haven't really established. As far as I could tell, they haven't actually killed anyone. Although they are ruthlessly manipulative. Which I suppose is not exactly a mortal sin. That's an interesting take. I have to give her credit. She's done a really good job of taking a really overdone trope and owning it. And that's something I really admire. I really like. So with any luck, I'll get to read some more today, in between writing sessions or something, between loads of laundry or something. I got more laundry to do. I didn't get it caught up yesterday. Ooh. Almost 19 minutes here on the second mile. That's not a good sign. Well, I wasn't walking very fast. It's just as well. My knee is bothering me, so. Probably twisted it wrong walking on the crusty ice. Last walk. Last intersection, crossing the street. Coming up to the back gate. And as yesterday, I'm not going to go through the back gate. I'll go through the garage, but... Yeah, the back gate is really a tall gate. It's a 6-foot stockade fence gate. So, somebody said they pictured the gate as being smaller. No, it's a big gate. It's quite tall and matches the fence. But I am here at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.